Moments ago, Roger Clemens, through his lawyer, issued a strong denial that he used performance-enhancing drugs. Our coverage of the Mitchell Report continues at NPR.org, where you can read the full report and get a timeline of the baseball steroids investigation. Consumers are still buying, but prices are shooting up. New economic numbers were released this morning, and last month, producer prices rose by the most in more than 30 years, driven by the high price of gas. But consumers aren't exactly shying away from the stores. Retail sales were up in November, despite all the problems in the housing and banking sectors. With concern about the possibility of recession growing, we're going to hear now from NPR's Frank Langfitt about what these numbers tell us about the direction of the economy. Frank, let's take consumers first. With all the worries about the economy, how are they reacting?
Well, what's really remarkable, of course, is that they keep spending. In fact, spending was up 1.2% in November, even at a time when gas was up and housing was down. If you remember, one of the things that drove consumer spending for so long were these high housing prices. People thought the price of their house would keep going up and up, and they borrowed against those increases. They used their house like an ATM. Well, that's all over, and what's interesting is that people continue to spend. And why consumer spending is so important is it makes up 70% of our gross domestic product. I mean, we truly are a consumer-driven economy.
Yeah, and a lot of economists expected that it would be less toward the end of this year. Do we have any sense of why people are continuing to open up their wallets given so much uncertainty around them?
This is always a bit of a guessing game. I mean, today, talking to analysts, I heard there was an extra shopping day after Thanksgiving. There was good weather on both of the coasts. And there were aggressive discounting and marketing by companies early on in the fall. But, you know, the other thing is we are a nation of consumers. And to some extent, until people see a really bad economy, they may continue to spend and spend. I talked to Brian Bethune. He's with Global Insight, the financial analysis firm. And he put it like this.
I think to some extent there may be this element of denial, you know, that, things are getting tough. My heating bill is much higher, my gas bill, you know, but that's not going to stop me from enjoying this holiday season. I think that's kind of the mentality here.
That's not very encouraging.
No, not at all.
And now wholesale prices in November, an eye-popping increase, 3.2%.
Indeed. And one of the things that really drove that, of course, is gasoline. It was up almost 35%. We haven't seen an increase like that since the early 1970s, during the days of the oil embargo. Now, one of the good news on gas prices is that oil has actually come down since the Bureau of Labor Statistics was looking at those numbers. Per barrel, it's down now in the low 90s. Of course, the real concern here is that core inflation will slip down and begin to hit consumers. And this leaves the Fed with a balancing act. Recently, the Fed cut interest rates to keep the money flowing and keep the economy from going into recession. But they don't want so much money out there that it could spark inflation. And, of course, the Fed's job, one of their biggest priorities, is to make sure that inflation doesn't get out of control.
3.2% is the producer price increase. Then you take the core inflation rate, which just takes energy out of the equation, 0.4%. Still pretty high.
It is still pretty high. And I think what we have to see is what comes up next month in December and in January to see if this is a one-time thing or whether it's really a sign of a trend towards inflation.
As another very informal economic indicator, voters are starting to put the economy at the top of their list of concerns.
Absolutely. You know, yesterday there was a CNN poll in which more than half the people polled said they thought our economy was in recession. It actually isn't. Mm-hmm. You need two quarters, of course, of negative growth. To actually be in a recession. We're not in a recession. But people are very worried. And I think whereas we thought maybe 2 or 3 months ago we might be looking at an Iraq war sort of election, this could have a very big impact, particularly if the economy gets any worse, could have a very big impact on the way the presidential race plays out.
Thank you, Frank.
Happy to do it, Robert.
It's NPR's Frank Langfitt.